Thank you, Brian. All right, this is a field, it's actually a number of fields, just north and west of where I work. And you can see a lot of variation in these fields. Everybody's got variation. But the variation, most of the variation in our fields on the coastal plain of the Carolinas are due to these, are due to these low spots in the fields. And you can see they vary in size. Some of them go across fields and the like. But these are depression areas. And these depression areas are rimmed by basically deep sands or very unproductive soils. Okay? So these vary in size and vary in they vary in size and vary in numbers in the fields. So the way the industry is currently trying to track these, manage variability in the fields, is using these Varis systems. Okay? As you can see from that last slide, grid sampling is not going to work very well. So what I'm sure you're all familiar with the Varis. The Varis measures soil EC. And what the industry is doing for precision nutrient and lime application is going ahead and getting these Varis maps and putting up management zones. Okay. One other use of the Varis in South Carolina, Clemson University has found a nice relationship between soil EC and what nematodes are in the soil. The Varis measures is a measure of the soil texture. So Clemson is getting a lot of fields measured with the Varis and precision applying nematicides based on the soil EC. So coming down the pike, they're not here yet, but Brian's working on it very hard. A lot of interest in using on-the-go nitrogen sensors or NDVI sensors for variable rate nitrogen application. These are two of the products that are available now. The Green Seeker, which Brian's lab or Brian's university came up with, and then the Ag Leader system, the Opt, I guess it's Opt RX. But my interest was we're going to have all these soil EC maps from the nematicide. The fertilizer companies are getting the management zones. Can we tie soil EC to try to make variable rate nitrogen application with these better? So the first question I thought we needed to really ask is there an interaction between nitrogen and soil EC on cotton, both NDVI, if we're going to tie it to this, and cotton yield? Basically, this was a simple little experiment just to determine the effect of nitrogen fertilizer rate and soil EC on NDVI at side dress time and then on final cotton yield. So we did this. This is a picture of the field we did the experiment in. We did the experiment in 2009 and 2011. You can see the middle of this field right here. This is the low spot in the field. In 2010, we planted this study, but the low spots collect water, and after a heavy rain, we had a bunch of flooding damage, so we don't have data from 2010. But what I did in this study was simply strip three nitrogen rates, a control of zero, 30 pounds, which would be a normal pre-plant or at-plant starter, and then 100 pounds per acre across the field right at planting, and just put four row plots, 1,100 feet long, right throughout this whole field. And then I had four replicates of all the N rates. The NDVI sensor that I used was a Crop Circle Model 210. We measured NDVI in 2009 four times, beginning at 4 weeks after planting. And then I measured again 37, 42, and 50 days after planting, with the 50 day after planting to be right around first bloom, maybe just before it. 2011, measured it 4 weeks after planting again, and then 43 and 53 days after planting. Okay, this is the soil EC map that we made in the spring of 2009 on this field with that Varis. The VARIS gives you two numbers. It gives you the surface EC, which is the surface 1 foot, and then it gives you what's called a deep EC, which is for 3 feet. So for this analysis, I used the deep number because our soils are mostly sands and sandy loams, and underneath the surface soil is a sandy clay loam soil, and that is highly variable underneath. So I wanted to make sure that if that sandy clay loam subsoil was accounted for. Now for this analysis, I also discarded all the EC values that were greater than 27.5, and I just did that simply because there weren't that many. When you see these data, if you're from heavier soils, you're not going to believe the low numbers we get on these soils. But then I grouped the EC data by 2.5 millisiemens per meter. So I had 0 to 2.5, 2.5 to 5, et cetera, on up for this analysis. And we took yield data in 2009 with a yield monitor. In 2011, that cotton picker with the yield monitor got sold. So I had to separate these plots into 40-foot-long plots and then harvest them with a plot picker. Now, these black lines are not really lines through the fields. That's the density of the NDVI measurements that we took. Okay? So you can see that the density of the NDVI measurement is much greater than the density for each of these plot dots for the soil EC measurement. So the way we grouped the data for NDVI and for the yield from the yield monitor was to put all the data into ArcGIS and use a tool in ARC. That's not a time. Use a tool in ARC to put the NDVI data to the nearest soil EC data. And then for in 2011 for yield, we used just got a GPS coordinate from the middle of the 40-foot plot and mapped that to the closest soil EC number. Okay, this is the rain data for both those 2 years for the first 90 days of the season. And you can see 2009 was actually a pretty good year. We had kind of a dry period right in here. But compared to 2011, that was nothing. Here from about 25 days after planting to almost 70 days after planting, we got almost no rain through this period. And this is going to be showed up in the results that I'm going to show you. So this is the analysis of variance for NDVI in 2009, 2011, and for yield for all the sampling dates. What jumped out at me was soil EC was significant, highly significant for everything, all the sampling dates for NDVI and for yield. Nitrogen at that early sampling date was not significant for NDVI in either year, but in the good growing year, it started showing up at about 37 days after planting, and it was significant for the last two. In the drought year, of course, we didn't find significance until right before bloom. And then what was also interesting is almost for none of these, other than in this very dry year, did we get much interaction for NDVI between nitrogen and soil EC. This is the yield ANOVAs. Again, soil EC, highly significant, but no nitrogen by EC interaction, and no nitrogen response in 2011 because of that drought. Okay, here's the soil EC data for NDVI. This one is 28 days after planting. This one is 50 days after planting. And these are the soil EC categories along the bottom. I hope they're big enough you can see them. And this is the NDVI. The red line is 0, green is 30, and the blue is 100. And of course, nitrogen wasn't significant at this sampling date, but EC was. And you can see the big change was at these low soil EC values. As EC increased, it kind of flattened out. And we saw the same thing several weeks later then at 50 days after planting. Although the nitrogen rates did start separating out, the biggest change in NDVI with soil EC was at these lower soil EC values, coming up with significance. And these low soil ECs are probably the deeper sands, not getting closer to that sandy clay loam. Okay, pretty much the same thing in 2009, except for that long dry period really kind of wiped a lot of things out. Again, no difference due to N rate, but these low rates, the lower two categories, were low, and then it kind of flattened out after that. And similar in at 53 days after planting, once you get up into these higher soil EC levels, NDVI was pretty common across all of them. All right, here's the seed cotton yields averaged overall soil EC levels in 2009. Again, nice stair step. Actually, yields weren't that bad without any added nitrogen. But as we increased nitrogen, we increased yield in that year. And looking at the soil EC values for each of those nitrogen rates, again, as we saw with NDVI, it's these lower EC values where it drops off. And then as we increase EC, it's still going up, but it's flattening out considerably. So if I plotted NDVI, this is kind of an aside, but if I plotted NDVI versus yield, NDVI at 50 days after planting for yield, you get your typical curve showing the importance of early season growth. As you increase early season NDVI, you increase final yield. We've seen that many, many different ways, and I thought that was very interesting that it fell out that way. In 2011, no difference in yield. Yield was very low with that drought year. Again, though, maybe coming up into this next soil EC level, where it starts trending up, but again, no differences between the nitrogen rates in this year with yield. And if you don't have much range in NDVI, you don't have much range in yield, you don't get much of a relationship. One thing I thought that was kind of interesting in this work was if I threw out the lowest two EC levels or categories and just plotted yield versus NDVI, and then I did this for the zero nitrogen rate and the 100-pound nitrogen rate. Interestingly, in these two very different years, I got the exact same slope between these EC values of 63 pounds per acre. Looking at the 100-pound rate, though, with that much higher yield, that slope was exactly like those two. This in 2011, basically what I think these plants thought they were going to get more water than they did, and they used up their water. And so they didn't yield along the same trending line. But it's more evidence that we really don't have to worry about interactions between nitrogen and soil EC if we start using those maps for variable rate nitrogen application. So to sum up, we did find differences in NDVI due to soil EC by that early sampling time. N rate took a little bit longer to find differences. Secondly, the NDVI and yield changes with soil EC were highest at the low EC levels. Basically, what I'm saying is the graph went up quickly and then flattened out rather sharply. And finally, what was important, I thought, to this work was we really didn't see a soil EC by nitrogen interaction. So when we come up with protocols for using these sensors in our fields, we don't have to worry about that. With that?
I have time for one quick question.
Yes, sir.
Do you have access to the
With elevation? Well, like the elevation data from when we mapped it, but how good is that? Yeah. It is a difference in texture, yes. And it's a difference in texture of the whole top 3 feet of soil. Basically, it's a lot of it's due to how close the subsoil clay came to the surface, the sandy clay loam subsoil.
Okay. Thank you, Phil. Yeah, Phil. Okay.